This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride upon your mystery ship.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we start out broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Now, I played that because of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn yesterday, and I know he's proud to be an American, but I've got Kyle Warren with me. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing just great, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm pretty sure Lieutenant General Flynn went in thinking about that song and singing that song yesterday. But what did he do to himself when he refused to plead innocent? The judge asked him if he was sure he didn't want to plead innocent. And then he said, no, I'm guilty. I'm pleading guilty. I think that really threw the apple cart upside down.
I think that it did, and all of these things, and of course the judge had talked about the idea of working as an agent and these kinds of things for a foreign government, and so the judge had some pretty strong statements to make about that, but this particular guilty plea that Flynn had entered, I think a lot of people had thought, well, he could very easily withdraw that based on these new allegations that obviously he didn't have a lawyer present and all these different things that have been swirling around. But, you know, Captain Alan Dershowitz, Professor Alan Dershowitz, believes that it was not a valid plea, as he was quoted as saying earlier today, and he believes that Michael Flynn was somehow coerced into pleading guilty to something he didn't do.
Yeah, I believe this is Mueller putting pressure on him, still trying to get him to squeeze to say more. And the judge delayed the sentencing to Flynn until March of next year. And he also told him to surrender his passport, and he couldn't go within outside 50 miles of Washington, D.C.
That's right. There's one international trip that's already approved, but you're right. He's going to keep very tight rein on him. And of course, you know, we were all anticipating this sentencing earlier yesterday. And when it suddenly came down that there was going to be a delay, you know, people thought, well, this is going to be a delay for a little while. But you're right. Now it's been kicked into 2019. So what's going on behind the scenes must be very, very interesting. And how all of this is going to play out. And again, you know, the idea that Michael Flynn might be, you know, falling on his sword to a great degree in order to even protect his son, who's involved in some of these different things.
Yeah, there's something going on here. We just don't know what the something is. And the White House still believes that the FBI ambushed Flynn. I do, too, for that matter. And the House GOP grilled Comey on the Flynn interview protocol. And, of course, Comey came out guns a-blazing after all the accusations that were made against him.
Well, exactly, exactly. And once again, you know, we see Jim Comey, you know, sort of, I think trying to play the role of the smooth-talking, you know, ex-FBI director guy. And it's really kind of, you know, off-putting, I think, because obviously the American people want to know what was going on, why were these interviews conducted the way that they were, why, even as, again, as Dershowitz points out, you know, they had recordings of these phone calls between Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador and these kinds of things. And so they know exactly what was said, but only they seem to be able to set somebody up to say, well, I don't remember it this way or I remember it a different way, and then try to get you into the old perjury trap, which I guess now is becoming the oldest trick in the book where it comes to these kinds of interviews.
Yeah, and the senior senator in Alabama, Richard Shelby, is saying that he believes a short-term measure may be brought about. They got 3 days to do this to avert a government shutdown.
Well, that's right, and that's because the administration has softened its stance on the wall funding, perhaps looking to go a different direction with that, or to be able to sort of put this off until the next Congress and having some stopgap measures, keep funding at current levels for most things, and then try to, for lack of a better expression, Captain, kick the can down the road. But something also is going on here, of course, and that is, you know, if President Trump made good on what he's talked about in the Oval Office with Pelosi and Schumer, that is, he would be proud to shut down the government and so forth, they may be reevaluating their calculus about that at this point. They may be saying to themselves, a government shutdown at Christmas may not work the way we want it.
Right. And hold that thought, because we're going to break, folks, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And LJ's chiming in saying that she believes that Mr. Lieutenant General Flynn must have the world's worst karma ever. He just can't seem to catch a break. There's a lot of truth to that, LJ. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. 800-704-1662. That's 800-704-1662.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes,
payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake News Hotline.
Yeah, so this AC guy tells me the UV light bulb in my unit's busted, and it's going to cost $700 to replace. A, why do I need a UV light in my unit? And B, $700 to replace a bulb? Forget about it.
Fake news, my friend. Some units do have UV lights that help keep your system clean and mold-free, but they do not. Repeat, do not cost $700. It's a ripoff. And fake news!
Don't pay too much for parts or labor. If you feel like something's not right or you're being overcharged, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, for an honest estimate. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. TotalAirFL.com. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, it's the middle of the night. You're out there on the highways and byways. You're hungry. Where are you going to go? Well, here's an idea for you. How about looking for the golden arches of a Casper's McDonald's near you? Because you can order off their 24-7 breakfast menu. Try one of those big triple breakfast stacks on a McMuffin, a biscuit, or a McGriddle. Two pieces of sausage, bacon, cheese, and the egg. Oh, boy, not bad. And don't forget, you can also get one of the other great sandwiches they got there, too, or order off their 24-7 breakfast menu. Now, they've got french fries, hash browns also, appetite alarm silenced, and they got truck parking at their interstate highway locations. Now, remember, that's Casper's McDonald's, where you look for the golden arches, and they'll keep their lights on for you in the middle of the night. Just tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The president is touting a big, beautiful border wall made of steel. I think he's dreaming.
Well, the thing is, you know, there's a lot of different ways, obviously, to construct this, and we've seen a lot of reinforcements on what appears to be, steel barrier in many cases here down, for example, near Tijuana and so forth along the California border. But he's got to be able to get the funding for it, though.
Well, they just approved something with fencing. I don't know exactly what it was, but something with fencing. So what was that all about? Did you hear it?
I'm not as much, but I do know that I think that there's some kind of semantic issue when people are talking about a wall versus a fence, because the wall is connotative of this large, massive, almost, you know, concrete cement structure that would be 40 feet high and this kind of thing. But it could also be because the Democrats themselves, Captain, have often talked about increasing the barriers at the border and these kinds of things back when it was okay for them to say stuff like that because it wasn't a Trump issue at that time. But now since President Trump has made that his signature issue, it's racist and terrible and we can't have any kind of wall or anything at the border, it seems.
Well, some of the wire along the border has been damaged, and they're going to replace it double thickness. And if they do a good job of it, that's almost as good as a wall in some places.
Well, right. And, of course, there'll be the inevitable claims that somehow now it's all this big revisionist thing of what does it mean to have a wall. And I think that connotatively, President Trump was talking about stopping illegal immigration. Now, whether you do that with steel girders that look like a big wrought iron fence or something like that versus a concrete wall, I think that, again, those are semantic differences or differences that don't really make a huge difference, basically, to put it that way. Certainly, with the wall funding as this huge issue, this is where they're trying to shoot down President Trump to say, look, you know, we're not even going to budge a little bit on this stuff. You can get $1.3 billion, but that's all. When, of course, in the past, they've spent a lot more than that, and especially on other programs for the federal government.
Now, the Trump administration has moved to ban bump stocks. And that's what allows the semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like automatic firearms, but they're not automatic. And he's made them illegal to possess beginning in late March. And people have until the end of March to get rid of them.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the bump stocks came to national prominence because of what happened in Las Vegas,
right,
at the Mandalay Bay. So I think this is probably something that people can get behind. So the Trump administration is able to capitalize on that and try to get some bipartisan wins, as even we've seen with this latest act, the First Step Act, having to do with the prison times and treatment of inmates and these kinds of things.
Right. Now, the New York Times posted an article yesterday about how Facebook quietly shared user data and messages. Who'd they share them with?
Well, it turns out, Captain, that it looks like they shared them with places like Netflix and Spotify.
Wow.
The Royal Bank of Canada. That's an interesting one right there. But evidently, it gave them access to people's friends, their contacts, even their private messages in some cases, which, of course, would be egregious, I think, in many people's minds. But it wasn't that evidently that this was sold, but that somehow this access was given based on partnerships that were struck between Facebook and some of these companies. And, of course, it all goes into marketing, these things that pop up and say, hey, you know so-and-so, or you're into this or that, or you like this or that movie, here's something you might like, or that kind of stuff. And so I think a lot of people across the internet certainly might be saying to themselves, wait a minute, that's not what I signed on to when I logged on to my Facebook account.
Do you remember the Colorado cake baker that took his case all the way to the Supreme Court and won it?
Yes.
Well, he's back in the mix again, headed back to the Colorado Supreme Court, and probably headed back to the U.S. Supreme Court, because he's refusing to make a second LGBT cake, and they've sued him for that, claiming bias.
Well, this was inevitable because I think the original case had to do with that particular incident, but that, of course, this could all be started up again, and that's exactly what it looks like is happening at this point. But again, it'll likely go to the Supreme Court, and it will be very interesting to see how that is decided. And once again, we'll have this notion about what does it mean to have a business, a public business, and what are the links that you have to go to, or what can you do in order to express yourself. And again, I think it's interesting just briefly to revisit what this case more or less hinged on, in my opinion, and that had to do with someone being an artist. If they make an artistic creation like a cake,
right,
or a song or a painting or a film or any of these kinds of things, how many times, Captain, have we seen artists that say, I don't want my work associated with this politician, this political agenda, or this social issue, whatever the case may be, and they've been very successful in protecting their copyright, as it were, with those instances.
Now, what would you say if I told you our nation's capital was about to become the gambling capital because yesterday city lawmakers in Washington, D.C. voted to legalize sports betting?
Well, very interesting. Well, who knows?
That's just what they don't need there.
Well, exactly. And, most people understand that, you go to Las Vegas and you go to these big hotels, you see the big boards and people are betting left and right on games and all these kinds of things. But yeah, is it a good idea?
Hundreds and thousands of dollars they lay down on the games.
That's right. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm in Las Vegas, I'll see this happening, and I'm not very lucky, so I don't bet very much.
I would never bet on a sports team. That's too unpredictable.
Oh, absolutely. It's
I just take my roll of quarters and go play the one-armed bandits.
There you go.
And folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Do you know who Stephen Moore is?
No, refresh my memory.
Economic advisor, one of them, to Donald Trump.
Oh, okay, yes, right.
He told Newsmax television yesterday that our economy was very strong. I think we can all agree with that.
Sure.
And he said that there's no need to worry about the stock market's dip because what goes down will always come up.
Well, certainly over the long term, and certainly when you take a look at if we truly are going to have raises at all, but not very big raises in interest rates, and if we're looking forward to what's happening in manufacturing and other industries, but we've had some bad news, of course, with GM, for example, but a lot of that can be attributed to the idea of the changing marketplace, but it doesn't mean that the economy itself is going to have a lot of problems. But these, you always hear these kinds of things, going on, and they get exacerbated. But when the truth is told, I think we'll see again that small business is feeling confident. I think that people, generally speaking, have a good outlook on the economy, even though you might find a recent poll that might say the opposite. But long term, barring some kind of real economic problem, I think people will continue to have that confidence.
Now, what would you say if I told you that Michael Jordan was now number 4 on the Forbes Rich Celebrities list?
I'd believe it.
All right, and here comes the music in my ear. You hang in there. And, folks, I'll be right back. We're going to talk about Michael Jordan and his fortune that he's made from his sneakers and clothing line. Plus, we'll also tell you about the Senate, how they easily approved the criminal justice legislation. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's on your mind.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerTampa.com. AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, 3 more fingers for everyone over 60, 2 over 50, 1 over 40, 1 more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger.
2 if you're very overweight, and 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
With SRN News, Patrick Foss. Democratic leaders say the government has shut down because President Trump threw a, quote, temper tantrum. The government partially shut down at midnight after an impasse between Mr. Trump and Congress over money for a border wall. GOP leaders say the Democrats knew well in advance of the president's demands. With negotiations expected to continue, the House and Senate both scheduled rare Saturday sessions. President Trump has signed rare bipartisan legislation addressing concerns with the criminal justice system. The bill would give federal judges more leeway when sentencing some drug offenders and boost prisoner rehabilitation efforts. Oil fell on Friday, with U.S. prices ending at a 17-month low, down more than 11% for the week. It's beginning to look like this could be the worst December for stocks since 1931. Wall Street has had its worst week in more than 7 years. The Dow sank another 414 points Friday. This is SRN News.
Mr. Sparky, we're on time, you'll see. Mr. Sparky, all your repair is free.
Let's face it, we live in a time where we constantly have to sift through fake news and fake qualifications. Here in Florida, with the uptick in the need for electrical contractors, it's not unusual to hear about electricians who either portray their abilities beyond that which they're licensed for, or they're not licensed at all, compromising the quality of work and the safety of their clients. You can rest secure knowing that Mr. Sparky electricians are fully licensed and qualified to perform the installations and repairs you require. Not only are Mr. Sparky electricians fully licensed, they're background checked, drug tested, they arrive on time, and every bit of work they do is satisfaction guaranteed 100%. And there's nothing fake about that.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
The Dennis Prager Show.
This is another exam that I would like to give to help determine a person's thinking. Like, do you support all black dormitories on college campuses? Do you think Israel is the villain in the Middle East? There are some very clarifying conscience and moral compass issues.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
And the Ad Council.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And today is the last day that you can go to the Freedom Boat Club website and sign up for the free one-year premium membership worth $7,500. Go to their website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, and sign up. Right there, the drop-down menu that drops right down in front of you when you go on that page for the free premium one-year membership in the Freedom Boat Club. It's worth $7,500. Good luck. We want to announce your name as the winner here. And today is the last day. You got till midnight tonight to do that. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, here's how Michael Jordan moved up to the number four spot. First of all, he's got his sneaker fortune. And second of all, he's got a clothing line. I did not know he had a clothing line.
I did not either, to be honest.
So that's how he's number four now on Forbes' richest celebrity list, which is moving way up from where he was. I guess life is good now. All right, now let's talk about the Senate and how yesterday they overwhelmingly passed the criminal justice legislation.
That's true. It was a vote of 87 to 12. So this is a really big deal. It's been sent to the House, of course, and it's called the First Step Act. And this is going to involve prisoners getting some early release, perhaps to halfway houses or to home confinement. They're looking to try to deal with repeat offenders and so forth. Any kind of nonviolent offenders also could try to avoid some of these big sentences that they can receive. So this is a big bipartisan win for the president so far, and I think, Captain, this can resonate among a lot of voters who might be really, really tired of the ongoing drumbeat for collusion and impeachment and investigation and all this kind of stuff. What the American people want when they elect their representatives to go to the House and when they elect their senators to go to the Senate, they want things to get done. And this is an example of something actually getting done, which the president, I think, wholeheartedly supports and wanting to make sure that reform does take place.
Well, as 2018 closes, six big priorities at the White House, and from day one, President Trump has pledged not to rest until he delivered on his promise to fix Washington. Now, this commitment will not take a break for the holidays, because the number one priority was to secure our border, and he is definitely doing that as we speak. We don't see the big numbers coming across the border anymore like we did, and a lot of them are being stopped when they try to come across. And the second thing was building the Space Force, because the president took a crucial step towards creation of the Space Force by directing the Department of Defense to establish a combatant command. And then the third thing was keeping our children safe after the tragic shooting in Parkland, Florida. He established a school safety commission to make recommendations how to prevent violence in our schools. And yesterday, the commission did, in fact, release its 180-page report.
That's right, and I think didn't we see the report that said that they advocated having certain teachers or certain other officials be armed on campus?
Sure did. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Concealed carry, so nobody knew who they were. Now, also, part of his agenda was banning the bump stocks. That was, in fact, because of what happened in Las Vegas, Nevada. They did not want a repeat of that, and they've got 90 days now to get rid of the bump stocks, and if they don't, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I'm sure it's going to be a fine or whatever. And the Reforming Our Prisons bill, mission accomplished there, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, delivering for American farmers, this week the president plans to sign another important piece of bipartisan legislation, the 2018 Farm Bill, which will strengthen American agriculture because our economy is stronger than ever and we stand with our farmers. And we have to have our farmers marching in lockstep with the rest of the world, because the world depends on us to produce food for them in a lot of cases.
Well, exactly right. And obviously, you know, when we talk about reform in different aspects of the American system, in which you just mentioned the prison system and so forth, but when we take a look at America's farmers, this is absolutely important to make sure that we get this right. And that's why when it comes to things like trade wars and things like that, obviously we want to make sure that the American farmer isn't going to be harmed by what's going on economically around the globe, but to make sure that they're strong.
Now, do you remember all the ethics complaints against Justice Kavanaugh?
Oh, yeah.
That went on before he became approved as a Supreme Court justice?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a panel of judges that were still looking into all that, and yesterday they dismissed the ethics complaints against the Supreme Court investigation that was ordered on him. There just absolutely was nothing there to begin with.
Well, no, and of course these complaints came in, back in September, when Kavanaugh was going to was testifying essentially, and so that was all part of the circus, the charade, whatever you want to call it, of trying to go after Brett Kavanaugh and derail his appointment.
Okay, now the other thing is I'm getting a report here that the president is being noncommittal to the prospect of a government shutdown. What does that mean?
Good question. I think that they're probably evaluating this virtually on a daily basis. You know, if they're able to get some kind of stopgap spending, keep things at current levels and try to get this into the new Congress in January, that may be one strategy. They may be reevaluating the idea of how a government shutdown would reflect on President Trump. In other words, would it be something that people would rally around, or would it be something that would be very detrimental to, politically speaking, to the administration in terms of people, quote unquote, not getting paid at Christmas time, and exactly how it definitely would be spun, not only by the party elite with the Democrats, but in the mainstream media.
Now, yesterday in my travels, I saw one of the larger Tesla cars, and I thought to myself, I said, I wonder if they'll be making those in Ohio soon.
Well, I think this is something that could happen, of course, because we've got these GM closures and so forth, and it's very possible. But Tesla, in and of itself, I've heard it described as being a money incineration device, basically, because of how things have been going for Tesla. In other words, how viable is it in terms of really being in the mass productions and so forth. And I think, as we're heading towards more alternative fuel sources or electric cars and so forth, it's the business model still has to work. But who knows? They might get a dream deal, and that might really help matters.
Now, we all know who Ocasio-Cortez is, right?
Yes.
She's back in the news again because she's been having a little tit-for-tat going on with somebody named Hakeem Jeffries. I'm not really sure what that person is, but I'm just looking at the headline. She wants to give him a 2020 primary challenger. Now, apparently, that may be another person in Congress, you think?
Could be. To be honest, I'm not familiar with that name, but...
I'm trying to open this up to see what I can find out.
But certainly, Ocasio-Cortez may be trying to make sure that she can wield some kind of power,
here it is.
Politically.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. Representative-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has recruited an unnamed woman to challenge Representative Hakeem Jeffries in his 2020 primary. Jeffries was recently elected to chair the Democratic Caucus, the number 5 House Democratic leader position. She says that she believes more women should be in and a woman should be in charge of that position. Well, tell that to Nancy.
Well, exactly. But again, I think even generally speaking, Ocasio-Cortez may be looking to find ways to make sure that she's always in the news and that she appears to be relevant and that she somehow is either a king or, in this case, a queen maker for others, and people will look to her for political power, this kind of thing.
By the way, I know that you're very happy to hear that she is just so exhausted she's now taking time off before it's her turn to be sworn in.
That's right. Wasn't it called the me time or something?
Yeah, she's just so tired and just has to regroup her faculties. Did she have any to begin with?
Well, right, but I would just direct her to all the hardworking Americans who, and especially a lot of the truckers who are listening right now, who aren't getting
tired.
Time off. Yeah, they're tired. They don't get time off at Christmas time. It's busy time for them.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'll be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Dennis Prager says we have reason to worry for our democracy.
This indictment, he may have paid off or asked his lawyer to pay off people an unviolated campaign finance law. I am afraid for my country. What we are seeing here is exactly what happens in the third world, where powers use their government for political ends.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hi, this is Fran from the Bullet Hole, Sarasota, Florida. Just letting you know that if you have a quandary or an idea of something that you want for somebody, we can help you with that gift idea. And if we don't have it, believe me, we will get it for you if possible. But I want to take this opportunity to wish everybody, all of our customers and friends, the happiest and healthiest of holiday seasons.
The Bullet Hole offers layaway, and you can store your gifts there until right before Christmas. The Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide.
costume, Jimmy and a wife. I've been a passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley in 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. And we appreciate that. And thanks, George, for sending me that. Now, a potent storm system is delivering heavy rainfall, strong winds, rough surf, and beach erosion along the Pacific Northwest coast with mountain snow inland. Now, you can expect a couple of more systems to arrive later in the week into the weekend, out that away, going to the east. Meanwhile, another developing large-scale system will deliver a heavy rain and renewed flood threat to much of the east coast late Wednesday through Friday, which may affect travel. Now, what we've got going on the east coast right now is we've got some heavy rain along the coastal sections of Virginia, on up into Maryland, on up into New Jersey, on up into southeastern Pennsylvania, and towards New York City and even Long Island tonight. And those will persist over the next day or two as that storm appears to be moving up the East Coast. Now, Florida's not looking too bad tonight as far as the highways and the byways. Going out west, I-10, looking good. You might have a little bit of fog, a little bit of light rain in the Houston area. But when you get out into New Mexico and Arizona and California and I-10, the only thing you'll have will be some valley fog out there tonight in the valleys east of Los Angeles and San Diego on 10. Same with I-8. It'll be out that away. Now, you do have some unsettled weather conditions in the Four Corners section of New Mexico. Looks like as if there could be something developing there. Don't know what it is, but we'll keep our eyes on it for you. In addition, I-20 tonight, I-20 across Louisiana and eastern Texas, heavy pea soup fog in that area. Arkansas tonight, southern Arkansas, heavy fog there. In Arkansas tonight, so be advised of that. Now, the snow starts up in Washington State, and it's in the higher elevations, as you might believe. It's east of Seattle, Snoqualmie and east, Wenatchee, and up there in the Coeur d'Alene area of Idaho. You've also got snow tonight up on 4th of July. You've got some unsettled weather conditions out east into Montana. You've got a little bit of rain in western North Dakota. You've also got some unsettled wind and weather conditions in the southwestern part of North Dakota and the western part of South Dakota is all wrapped in tonight with some different things. And I will tell you that Wyoming, looks like we got snow in the western part, snow going across I-80, and it's just starting to fire up there. So we don't really know what we're going to be getting. And Colorado up I-25 and the Denver area, you got snow there tonight. And let's see, Boise, Idaho, snow there. Pocatello, Idaho, snow there. And that pretty much takes care of the weather tonight, Truckers Highway and Byway weather. Now, Flip just sent me something. I guess he's freezing. I don't know why he said burr. Okay, let's see what the burr is all about. Oh, yeah, we got severe thunderstorms coming through our area going into Thursday. And then the temperature is going to drop. So anybody out there riding a motorcycle, you know, rig for the water. Rig for the water. And Dave up in Indiana, hidey-ho there, Dave, yourself. Nice to hear from you. And, of course, Denise Simon comes up here in the next hour. But coming up right after the top of our news, we've got our prayer intercessor, Ms. Rosemary. And we're always happy to hear from her. Now, don't forget, today is the last day you can sign up to win the premier one-year membership worth $7,500 from the Freedom Boat Club. So go to the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay.com website FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website and sign up to win that. I want to announce somebody's name here in the audience that won that instead of somebody from out of state. Now, Moss Nissan does whatever it takes. So doesn't Moss wholesale to the public. So doesn't the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet. Because Moss Family Automotive is now all across the Tampa Bay area with four great locations to serve you. Now, 16414 North Dalmabry Highway in Tampa is where the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership is located. They offer you an employee discount that goes to everybody on all your vehicles. And by the way, you can call them at 813-969-2600. Set up an appointment and take a look at what they have to offer. Now, Moss Nissan, you serve, you save. You all know what that means. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, retired or active, and 9/11 operators, too, get preferred pricing on the new Nissans. By the way, the Titan, like what I'm driving, $10,428 off this month. And if you tell them the captain said, you get another $500 on top of that. So think about that. Great time of the year to buy a vehicle because they're wheeler dealing like it's going out of style. And that's a fact. And then, of course, there's Moss Wholesale to the Public. Great quality used cars in Homosassa Springs, Florida. Check them out there. You can't go wrong with the Moss Care warranty. Free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. Free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And if you need to get something serviced in the shop, again, you serve, you save. It's a 15% discount. So there you go. It's all good. It's all good at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Chevrolet, and the Moss Family Automotive dealerships across the area. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about the bump stocks. That's going to be a big deal because what are you going to do after 90 days? They got till the end of March to get rid of them, and they've been banned. Now, how are they going to enforce that? Are they going to come to your house if they know you got one and they're going to take it? Maybe. Can they do that? Maybe. Will it be a constitutional issue? Maybe. So we'll just have to wait and see what's going on here. Because this is something that we're just going to have to keep our eyes and ears on and see where all of this goes. And Frank, I agree with you, my man. He's saying government overreach. Yep, I agree with you. But what can we do about it? And good morning, Sony. How are you? Good morning, Wally. Good morning, Patrick. I already said good morning to Flip and Dave. And good morning, Major Mac over there in Germany. And again, good morning to LJ. Appreciate you all being there tonight. And good morning to Bill, our buddy Bill, who we saw twice yesterday. John, who we saw twice yesterday. And Jeff, who we saw once yesterday. Jeff was there last night at the Tampa Truck Club. We had quite a night there, big crowd. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Wish I could stay longer, but I can't because I got to get back to do my show prep and whatnot, as Jeff knows. All righty, we'll be back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Don't go anywhere. A lot more is coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Carrier.
Turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
There's a guy here from the AC company. Showed me some rust on the outside of my unit. Says the unit won't last for another day. Said it's about to crumble into a big pile of red dust. Wants to sell me another unit. What do you think?
That, sir, is fake news. And here's why. This is Florida, where everything rusts, even rust rust. But a little rust on the exterior of the unit doesn't mean your operational system's about to fail. Sadly, some in the business use this scare tactic to try to make you buy a brand new system. Rusty fake news.
Before you make an expensive mistake, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business, and have one of our qualified experts determine if you have a real issue with corrosion or just a little rust. And if repairs are necessary, we stand behind them with our no lemon guarantee. Total Air Solutions is a recipient of the 2018 Carrier President's Award. Total Air Solutions, online.